A very gifted gentleman indeed, Mike Oldfield, and a track, by the way, taken from the soundtrack of the movie The Killing Field. 70 minutes before 1 o'clock, as I said earlier on, in the studio at the moment, we have a gentleman from Dublin. He's well known for any radio enthusiasts around the country, I'd say, and maybe we'll have him to say a few words to you a little later on. That's a track that has dropped right on the British countdown this week. The Daz Band and Let It All Blow. 12 minutes to one, and as I said earlier on the programme, a gentleman from Dublin in the studios at the moment. His name is Paul Davison, and Paul represents an organisation called Anorax Ireland, and their aim is to promote free independent radio in all over Ireland. Well, Paul, welcome to the Caroline studios.
Thanks very much, Dave. This microphone's okay, is it? It's going out well. That's good. Well, yes, my name is Paul Davison. I'm on a short holiday down here in Cork, and just touring around, seeing all the different radio stations, and most of them are quite good, as I expected, as I've heard in the past. And our primary aim with Anorax Ireland is, as Dave has said, to promote free independent radio in Ireland, hopefully well aside from RTE, who would like, I'm sure, to have total control over the forthcoming legislation. But we see it in a different light, because we've seen exactly what RTE are capable of doing, and unfortunately they don't provide the service that people want to hear. So that's primarily our basic concept for being in existence.
I was going to ask you, Paul, do you reckon that how many stations do you reckon will be legalised, or if any, of the present set up in the country at present?
Well, I can't envisage any of the existing stations getting a licence, for the simple reason that they are, according to the government, infringing on the 1926 Wireless Telegraphy Act, which states that only one concern can broadcast in the country legally, and that's RTE. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people working for existing radio stations will be excluded from working on a new setup or string of stations around the country. To answer your first point concerning the number of stations that which might be made legal or which might come into operation in Ireland, I would envisage two in Dublin, simply because it has the biggest concentration of people living there. One in Cork and one in the other main cities, with relays spreading out to cover the outlying areas.
What I was going to say to you now, Paul, is that, well, you have recognised stations all over the country, and as I suppose you're aware by now, Caroline has been on the airwaves since 1979. Are you aware of that fact, Paul, by the way?
Well, I had heard of Radio Caroline Cork back in 1980, but I wasn't too familiar with how long it had been broadcasting. But it's nice to see that the loving awareness has been continually extended from the North Sea to cover all of Ireland, and particularly the southern region.
Just supposing, Paul, that you were the Minister for Telecommunications on tomorrow morning, what decision would you come to regarding local radio service for the entire country?
Well, the first thing I would do would be to call in experienced radio personnel from the existing stations, rather than depend on what is going on in Britain today, because the Irish government, no matter who's in office, always seem to follow what's happening in Britain, and if it continues as it seems to be, it looks like what we might get here in Ireland is a direct copy of the Independent Broadcasting Authority that's in the UK, and the stations which they licensed, the standards which they forced radio owners to incorporate in their radio stations, have meant that the vast majority are losing money, and certainly we could do without that sort of problem over here. There's enough competent people and entrepreneurs to make radio stations a viable and self-financing proposition, rather than have them depend on the taxpayer like RTE do.
Now, one more question, Paul, before you go off the airwaves of Caroline. Do you reckon that the big business monopoly should have a say in local radio, or do you believe that local radio is all about the people locally?
Well, yes and no to both questions. Firstly, big business, I think, should have a say in it for the simple reason that they have the money. They shouldn't have a 51% share, let's say, in each station. 49% would be quite adequate for them. But radio is primarily for local people. Local radio should be controlled in the main by local people because it's there to serve the community. But at the same time, it shouldn't be a drain on taxpayers. Taxpayers are paying enough as it is. And therefore, commercial interests should be putting up the money for it.
Well, there you go, folks. There are the views of Paul Davison, as I said, and Paul represents an organisation called Anorak's Ireland, and their aim is to promote free, independent local radio all around the country. Well, thanks, Paul, for coming on air here on Cowline, and you're more than welcome to come whenever you feel like it.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's been great to be here.
Well, at 8 minutes to 1 o'clock, we're back in the music. This is Cool and the Gang.